Trump rescinds 78 of Biden's executive actions with stroke of a pen. By Nick Gilbertson on January 20, 2025. President Donald Trump rescinded 78 of former President Joe Biden's executive actions with a stroke of a pen on Monday night. Trump's executive order covers an array of actions Biden took throughout his term, ranging from nixing diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, policies to the southern border and the climate. "I can undo almost everything Biden did," he threw executive order. "And on day one, much of that will be undone," Trump said in a statement shared in a White House fact sheet obtained by Breitbart News. Trump's action notably undoes Biden's first executive order, advancing racial equity and support for underserved communities through the federal government, and several other racial equity orders Biden imposed, per the fact sheet. "We will terminate every diversity, equity, and inclusion program across the entire federal government," Trump said in a statement. Regarding the border, Trump is working to reverse Biden's executive orders that reinstated catch and release, halted criminal illegal alien deportations, and granted government-funded benefits for illegal aliens. Trump is targeting several of Biden's climate orders as well, including his electric vehicle mandate to phase out gas-powered automobiles. Several EOs imposed crushing emissions standards designed to end gas-powered vehicles, set an EV mandate by 2030, canceled the Keystone pipeline, stopped drilling, and prevented permitting, the sheet notes. "We're going to have a great border, we're going to have more energy than you've ever had, and we are never going back," Trump vowed. The order further mandates a review of all of Biden's executive actions, meaning more recessions can be expected this year, according to the White House. According to a Fox News report published Sunday, Trump is set to sign more than 200 executive orders on his first day. Thus far, Trump has also signed orders preventing the federal government from engaging in censorship and to end the weaponization of the federal government. Additionally, he has withdrawn from the Paris Climate Accords, implemented a hiring freeze on federal civilian employees, and ordered federal agencies not to put forth any new regulations until they are reviewed and approved by his hand-picked department heads.